You're with SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, reaction to Malcolm Turnbull's latest comments about his ousting as Prime Minister. Bill Shorten questions Tony Abbott's commitment to tackling climate change. And hundreds gather in Sydney to farewell veteran journalist Mike Willacy. With the latest SBS News, I'm Claudia Farhart. Cabinet Minister Christopher Pyne is refusing to respond to Malcolm Turnbull's latest comments about his ousting as Prime Minister last year. In an interview with the BBC, Mr. Turnbull claimed he was axed as leader because some within his party did not want him to win at the next federal election. Mr. Turnbull has described the leadership coup as an Australian form of madness, but Mr. Pyne has told Channel 9 he has no interest in reopening old wounds.
Malcolm can do whatever interviews he likes, as can other people, but the reality is we've got a job to do, and that is to stop Labor from wrecking our economy, stop them from wrecking our border protection.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten has questioned Tony Abbott's commitment to tackling climate change. Last year, the former Prime Minister advocated for the country to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement. But Mr. Abbott now says he has changed his mind and believes Australia should remain in the deal. Mr. Shorten says Mr. Abbott can't be trusted on the issue.
Does anyone seriously believe that Tony Abbott believes in climate change? He's under pressure in his own seat, so now all of a sudden he's a born-again lefty on climate change. Spare me.
Veteran journalist Mike Willacy is being remembered as a tender-hearted, loyal and family man. Hundreds of people have gathered to farewell the legendary broadcaster at his funeral service at St. Mary's Cathedral in Sydney. The former Four Corners and a current affairs host died last Friday at the age of 76 after a battle with throat cancer. Willacy began his 50-year television career with the ABC before moving on to the Nine and Seven networks. His son, Mike Willacy Jr., says he loved his family.
A man who won Walkley's Logies, a Cox Plate, a New York Film Festival medal, and was bestowed the honour of an Order of Australia. It's telling, the only accolade on display at home in his last few years of his life was his world's best par coffee mug, awarded to him by his grandson, Lucas. It just meant so much more.
The highest profile cleric to be caught up in the child sex abuse scandal inside the Catholic Church in France has been found guilty of failing to report accusations against a pedophile priest. Cardinal Philippe Barbarin has been handed a 6-month suspended jail sentence just hours after he announced his resignation as Archbishop. Lawyer Jean Philippe Luciani says his client will contest the decision.
In this case, what appears to me as problematic, I will say it here quite frankly, is that since I started working as a lawyer, I have never seen such a level of media pressure, with rumours being fed against someone, or at least accusations against someone, before a hearing and even after the hearing and before the verdict. All this should be reflected upon because the law is not something that you can find arrangements with in the way it's considered in a democratic country.
Former Olympian Cathy Freeman says she plans to use her profile to inspire young people to pursue their dreams in her new role as an ambassador for the Power to Inspire campaign. The former sprint champion joined 10-time Grand Slam tennis champion Monica Seles and former Moroccan hurdler Nawal El Moutawakil in launching the project by the Mitsubishi UFJ Financial Group, which aims to harness the power of sport to improve the lives of children and young people. Freeman says Olympic gold medalist Debbie Flintoff-King was her inspiration growing up, and she hopes to be that for other aspiring athletes.
I think as a competing athlete, I think you think less of others. And that's not surprising because you have to be quite focused. But certainly once you step out into the real world and, you know, your story isn't just your story, it belongs to so many people, you recognise that the female power, you know, it's really amazing. It's really important.
Let's take a quick look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, a possible shower and 26. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 31. Melbourne, also cloudy and 28. In Hobart, a shower or two, clearing and 21. Canberra, a shower or two and 27. In Wollongong, showers and 24. Sydney, also showers and 27. Newcastle, a shower or two and 32. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 31. Cairns, a shower or two and also 31. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 34 degrees. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.